the viaduct looms like a bird of doom as it shifts and cracks. Where secrets lie in the border fires and the humming wise, man, you know you're never coming back. Past the square, past the bridge, past the mills, past the stacks. On a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Stabcast.
Hootie-hoo!
I'm Dan.
And I'm Mindy.
And we're here to rank some horror movies again.
Do what we do best.
Part 3 of the horror movie tier list. We got quite the list going, Mindy.
Yep. Dana, would you like to refresh everyone's memories of what our categories are?
Yeah, I can give you a refresh job. Under Bloody Amazing, we have I Know What You Did Last Summer, Prom Night, the original, Hitcher original, Last Night in Soho, Urban Legend, Pet Cemetery, The OG Omen, Silent Hill, Happy Death Day, The Visit. We put The Visit that high? That's great. And
that's
The Ring.
We might have to fix that.
No. We got to leave it.
All right. Go ahead.
Under Killer, we have The Babadook, Insidious, The Hitcher remake, Sleepaway Camp, Bloody Birthday, The Fog original, Ready or Not, Cabin in the Woods, Better Watch Out, Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake, Omen remake, Truth or Dare, Freaky, Bodies, 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 and Scream 5.
I basically threw all of the sequels in there.
Yeah. That's what they all went to Killer. We couldn't do them Bloody Amazing. Under Good, we have Blair Witch Project, 28 Days Later, the Halloween 2018 remake.
But we were changing 28 Days Later.
Well, I put it under Good. That's because you put it in Acid first.
Oh.
And, yeah, we did change it. It's under Good now.
Okay.
We settled.
All right, never mind.
And, yeah, Bloody Birthday. Under Mediocre, we got Hellfest, the Friday the 13th remake, Halloween Ends, and The Mist.
All right.
Oh, and It Follows in Teeth. That's where we put the two Vag movies.
Oh, jeez.
Under Meh, we have Scream 3, Halloween Kills, and Slender Man. And Poor Agnes.
Yeah, Poor Agnes was really bad.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
You were hyping it up at first.
I liked it, honestly. I'm still going to say I kind of liked it. I did.
I know you did.
I can relate.
Yeah, it's a good movie, and to an extent. It wasn't my cup of tea.
Well, you're not a woman.
No.
Oh, no.
No. Poor Agnes. Meh. Under Ass, we have Poltergeist, the remake.
Poltergeist remake.
And Ghost Ship. And
Ghost Ship. I was so mad at him
Goat
for that.
Ghost Ship. What, for putting Ghost Ship?
Yeah. You know that's one of my favorite movies.
I'm sorry.
any movie that's going to take out almost every single person in the first 5 minutes is okay with me.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get into it.
Let's get into it.
We all know how this works. We take turns.
Yeah.
One of us names off a movie. The other one decides where it's going to go.
Yeah.
We argue about it a little bit. And then we decide what we're going to do.
Yeah.
So, Daniel, hit me.
Can I?
This show's going MMA. Brock Lesnar over here. What haven't we done? I'm trying to separate the original from the remakes. Did we do a Ouija thing yet?
Mm-mm.
Is it that Ouija movie? Did you watch that?
I liked the second one, Ouija the Beginning. I don't like the first one.
No. What's the video game movie? Stay Alive? Did we do that?
Yes, we didn't do Stay Alive.
Frankie Muniz is great now.
It is so great. if you've never seen Stay Alive, check out our episode about it, and also go ahead and watch it. It is so good. It is a good time.
You haven't been alive if you haven't seen Stay Alive.
It's a good time. It's the classic, like, if you die in there, you die in real life.
Yeah.
But
it gets you spooked as a kid, though.
Well, exactly, because it's kind of based on true events, loosely.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Bathory was a real person.
Yeah.
She was a real evil, evil person.
Yeah.
Bathing in frickin' virgin blood. Thinking it was going to make her look prettier. Like, Jesus shit. Where do you want to put it? Wait, I got to decide where to put it. Fuck.
One more thing I got to say about it.
All right, go ahead.
Jimmy Simpson. He's also in Westworld, but in this particular, I forgot the side character name. He's the girl's brother. Fink. Yeah, he's really good in this. And he's a good kind of dickhead. He gets picked off, not early, like mid-movie.
Yeah.
Like he added
I
to the movie.
I loved it when he was fucking facing a bong and they all came in thinking that he was dead.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So I would definitely put this in the higher rankings. I would put it in Killer.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go Bloody Amazing. But it was a killer movie. It was very good for what it was.
I'd probably agree with you.
All right. Daniel.
Yeah.
Case 39. Have you seen it?
I believe I have.
Renee Zellweger is the lead along with the little girl. And her name is, in the movie, is Lilith. And Lilith ends up being not a little girl. She ends up being like a demon inside
right.
a little girl.
Yeah. I saw it a while ago.
It's a good movie. A
very long time ago. I'd probably put it in good.
I'd agree.
I'm going good.
I agree.
All right. I'm trying to see if we did the original Scream.
No, we didn't.
Let's go Scream. Let's go Big Guns.
Scream from 1996. I'm sorry, guys. But I'm going to go ahead and put Bloody Amazing.
I agree with that.
That movie changed horror for a lot of reasons, and it brought slashers back.
Yeah, in a big budget movie way too. Yeah. You know, like
it was great. I loved it. I loved the first Scream. The first and the second are my favorite.
Yeah.
And this new one. I do like this new one.
The new one was pretty good. I really liked it. We'll see on the new one. We'll be ranking that at some point.
Yep. All right, it's my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. Cheerleading Camp.
Oh, Cheerleading Camp?
Mm-hmm.
Killer?
You want to put it in Killer?
I'd put it in Killer.
Okay.
It's a classic.
All right. For those of you that hadn't listened to our episode on Cheerleading Camp, Daniel actually really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I thought it was a good movie. It's a good, like, that 80s slasher feel.
I agree.
It's hard to beat. I like movies like that. The plot's not always the best, but it doesn't really matter.
They had a funny fat kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just works.
It has the vibes. So, yeah, I'd agree. I'm going Killer.
Okay. I'd agree.
All right.
Your turn.
My turn. We could go shit. Okay. Did we do Jeepers Creepers yet?
Uh-uh.
Jeepers Creepers.
The original?
OG.
Okay. Bloody Amazing.
You can go that high?
I loved the first Jeepers Creepers, man.
It's a great
movie. When we were all introduced to how Justin Long was going to end up in all horror movies.
Dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, dead. Or deformed.
He always got fucked.
Because Tux, he actually ended up being deformed into a walrus. And he ended up getting put in a fucking petting zoo.
Poor guy. Yeah, Kevin Smith's fucked up. He directed that one.
Especially since they had his fucking best friend and fiance get together. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I felt bad for him.
That's an interesting movie, though.
That's like the OG feeling bad.
But he's good in those movies. And
he's very good in those movies. That's why I'm saying I would definitely put it in Killer.
You said Bloody Amazing.
Oh, Bloody Amazing. Because for the time that it came out, I think it was Bloody Amazing.
I don't disagree, actually. I was leaning Killer at first, but...
Just for the time it came out. And, like, we needed another creature feature, and the creeper was that.
Yeah.
And I honestly think if the third and fourth movies weren't such trash, then maybe it would have been okay.
Yeah.
I think they should have just done the second one and leave it be. But that's me. So, this is hard for me, guys, because I can never... in my head, remember what I've made Daniel watch. Oh, Evil Bone.
Oh. Yeah, that was the first time we saw Evil Bone after the fair or whatever. And we hung out and we just watched. It was a great time.
It was. It was so fun. I mean, who couldn't resist a bong that sings to you in the voice of a black lady?
Yeah. We were hanging out there reading the Bible and watching that. And it was a bloody amazing time. So, but I wouldn't put the movie in bloody amazing.
Mm-mm.
For it is what it is for you and your, like, a couple buddies, like somebody and their buddies to watch. And,
yeah, like if you're drinking and whatnot and you want, like, a good movie to put on that you can laugh at, like,
right.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like the horror version of Half-Baked.
Pretty much. And it's going in good.
It's going in good? All right.
Because it's, like, so bad it's good. So you can't put it. Like,
that's exactly where it belongs.
I'd understand mediocre, but it does have a certain charm to it.
It does. It's a little polished gem.
Jeepers Creepers 2.
Oh, fuck that.
What?
Well, no. Jeepers Creepers 2 is actually pretty good. So Jeepers Creepers 2, I would have to put in Killer. Because that was actually pretty decent. I will have.
Honestly, I like that one better. That's my hot take.
That's the first one I saw. I never saw the original. I may have now. I just don't remember. And I really liked the second one.
The second one was my jam. Because
that's with the
Well, that's because you were a football player.
Right? The kids on the bus?
Yeah, the kids on the bus. And
that's
because
you were a football player.
I mean, yes, I did. I mean, I watched that movie long before I got into football.
That's
but,
true. I showed it to you when it first came out.
Yeah,
I'm a
very
real
young
influence.
I was very young. But, no, I guess it's because I was more into the slasher deal. So the fact that it was, like, a whole football team and there's, like, different characters and the cheerleaders and they're all, like,
oh, yeah,
got
you
connections
really
and
were
then they're getting slashed off.
Back then.
Yeah, that's why I liked, like, Scream and shit. I know what you did. Like, just having characters and then developing them and then, like...
You like a good whodunit.
Yeah, shit like that. I find that cool. That's a cool version of horror to me.
I agree. I had it in my head and then I... fucking lost it. Nightmare on Elm Street, the original.
So Jeepers Creepers 2, Killer. Nightmare on Elm Street, the original?
Yep.
Bloody Amazing, I mean.
Boy. A lot of people think it's overrated these days. But honestly, I'm going to tell you the truth. I first watched A Nightmare on Elm Street when Daniel was at a sleepover at somebody else's house. And I was up pretty late. I believe my mom was up too. And I was in the other room watching it. And let me tell you, that movie scared the living fuck out of me. I was like 15. And it scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Like, I felt uneasy. I felt a little bit nauseous, like, I jumped a few different times, like, and I don't do that anymore. So, like, I will say, like, that is a great movie.
Yeah.
Because it made me feel uncomfortable, and that's what horror should do.
It should. That's what it should do. I agree. It's a classic. It's one of the, like, even though people could say they're overrated, I enjoy the classic. I mean, they're not independent, they're big budget.
I mean, and I do like the sequels, honestly, because they're funny.
The sequels are funny, too. And I like all that. But, like, the original Halloween, I think, is awesome. Friday the 13th, if you count part two as the first one of Jason, then I'd say it's awesome. But it's a different, that's a different kind of. The first one was his mom as a killer. And the original Nightmare on Elm Street I thought was phenomenal. And the original Leatherface movie, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So, yeah, it's a classic movie. Robert Englund's a fucking legend.
Yep. He is.
So, yep, that's where I put that.
All right, your turn.
My turn. Something scary. I would call Dawn of the Dead.
Oh, fuck. That would have to go least and killer, if not Bloody Amazing. If you're talking about the remake.
The remake.
By the Zack Snyder.
Yeah.
That was so fucking good. And I hate remakes.
Yeah. And zombie movies.
I really do. I don't like remakes, and I don't like zombie movies.
Yeah.
Except for Dead Snow, because I think it's hilarious that zombie Nazis are fighting zombie Germans. So, I do like Dead Snow.
Because cool.
I think that's pretty hilarious.
I never saw that.
It's pretty hilarious.
But, other than that, I don't really dig zombies that much. Like, I'll watch Zombieland and stuff like that, like, and I've watched, like, some zombie TV shows with my aunt, like, I used to watch Walking Dead with her, but, like, I don't know, I'm not a zombie person, I'm just not. Like, I can get into it sometimes, like, when it's fast-paced, like Resident Evil or like this.
Yeah.
So, I would definitely have to put it in... either in Killer or Bloody Amazing. I'll leave the choice up to you. But it's just so great. I mean, and they fucking communicate with people that's on the other side of a fucking...
You're right.
On the roof. And they communicate by, like, whiteboards.
Whiteboards. Bloody Amazing. It's just such a... It's so good. The dude from Modern Family, so good.
I know. I feel really bad, though, because the original that George A. Romano did, it was a classic. It will always be a classic. Mr. Romano is one of my favorite filmmakers, favorite storytellers as well.
Yeah.
I really, really, really enjoy his work. But unfortunately, Zack Snyder got... Unfortunately.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but some remakes surpass the original. And
yep.
That's definitely one that did.
And written by James Gunn.
Yeah.
Who's leading DC now.
Yeah.
So, it's just, it had a lot of talent behind it. And it had some great actors. It's just, it's always crazy looking at the Modern Family comparison. And seeing that doofy fucking dopey-ass dude. And this, he's like, this... dick, rich asshole who gets mad cheeks.
Mad cheeks.
And his girlfriend's hot.
And
he's slimy.
He is. It's just such a good movie, too, because, like, if you've seen it, like, you know what happens at the end.
Yeah.
And when it happens, you're just like, oh.
Yeah. It
kind of ruins it. Like, it doesn't ruin it. Honestly,
no,
like it kind of makes a lot of fucking sense.
It yeah.
If
it,
you think about
it doesn't. It kind of like it's kind of like a bit like I oh shit, it's bleak. Everybody does die. Like, but it's also like oh, I just got invested in these people and they're gone.
But the fact that they like put it to down with the sickness, that was
yeah.
It was great.
And then the jazz version played at the end.
Yeah, great, great movie.
That's
a good movie. That's a good song, too. Disturbs the band. All right, so, Daniel, let's go with The Grudge. First one. Sarah Michelle Gellar.
I don't think it holds up as well. I haven't seen it in a while.
It definitely doesn't hold up as well.
I don't think it holds up as well. I do like her, and I don't mind the concept. It's pretty cool. It's fucking kind of horrifying, too, though, to think you can go into a place and then it's over forever. You're done.
I mean, the way that the creature, like, climbed down the stairs.
For a man that's walked into plenty of strange places.
And, like, the sound to this day still rocks me to my core. I hate it.
Yeah.
I actually ask people to not do it. And actually, when I do watch the Grudge movies, I skip over it.
Because
I don't want to hear it.
You never saw the Grudge?
Never saw the Grudge. Never saw the Ring either.
Oh. You probably like those.
Did we do the Ring?
We did the Ring.
Okay. Grudge were going good.
Okay.
Because I do think it's got its merits, and at the time it came out.
But it just doesn't hold up.
But there's iconic moments like the fucking little girl, the little Japanese girl fucking coming out of the bathtub all screaming.
Oh, yeah, and the fucking elevator shit, and the fact that she came out of that fucking mirror at the hotel.
Yeah.
And kidnapped that one chick and left no fucking trace of her, and the guy comes out and he's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Where'd she go?
Yeah.
That was good. I liked that. Honestly, though, I do like the Japanese one better. I'm not going to say the name of it because I'm just going to fuck it up. But I do like the Japanese one of The Grudge, The Ring.
People say that about
The Ring. And also one of our favorites, One Miss Call.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that was, like, different, though. That was a butchered movie. We'll get to do that next.
One Miss Call was really, really, really good, but it is a Japanese film.
You thought it was good?
One Miss Call?
Yeah.
I thought it was okay for the time. Do I think it holds up? Fuck no.
Wait, what was the movie? Record? Oh, Grudge. It's in good. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do One Miss Call. Fuck it.
Yeah, One Miss Call. I put it in meh.
Meh?
I put it in meh. Because it's not, like, good. And it's not, like, fantastic, and it's not, like, great, but, like, it did its job.
No, yeah, it did do its job. I mean,
remake, and not the remake, because this is a remake, but the original that's in Japanese is fucking crazy.
It is crazy.
So, like, that is a whole nother level, but then after you see that, and then you watch the American one, you're kind of like, oh.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And I didn't feel that over The Grudge or The Ring.
Mm-hmm.
I thought those were two better, more serviceable movies.
Mm-hmm.
One Miss Call,
it tried.
Decent concept. It worked to an extent. But
yeah. The writing was bad and plot was kind of fucked up. And
I'd even up it to mediocre. I wouldn't be mad at that.
All right, well, then, bump it to mediocre.
You want me to give it a bump, chap?
Yeah, give it a bump, chap. Give it a
bump, chap.
Did you see The Witch?
Yes.
Okay, what did you think of The Witch?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Pretty good?
Pretty good movie.
I really liked it. I mean, unfortunately, like, you have to really fucking pay attention. Like, really pay attention. And, like, if you don't like, old-timey settings and whatnot, and you don't like the 1800 settings or the early 1900s and whatnot, you're just not a fan of that.
Oh, don't even do this.
Don't even do it.
Yeah.
Don't even try and watch it because you're going to hate it. But if you're a fan of that kind of thing and you can understand them and whatnot, I would say go ahead and watch it. It's
so,
a very well done movie.
Good or killer?
I put it in good. I wouldn't necessarily put it in killer, but that's just because I was fucking confused.
I agree. All right.
Your turn.
My turn. Let's see. What else is on the board?
There's a lot.
There's a lot on the board. But I probably have to go. Let's clear out Scream. Did we do Scream 3 yet?
Yes, we did Scream 4.
Oh, Scream 2.
Yeah, Scream 2 would have to go in Killer.
No.
Bloody Amazing?
Yeah.
All right, Scream 2 is going to go in Bloody Amazing. Yeah. And then Scream 4 will go in Killer.
I agree.
I'm just going to get Scream out of the way.
Scream 2 is a classic. I think that's one of those sequels that's almost as good as the first one.
Yeah, it's one of the sequels that almost surpassed the original.
Scream 4 didn't do that at all. But it was
a good movie. It was a really good time.
Yeah.
And I thought Gail was going to die.
Is 5 done? Did we do 5?
Yeah, we did 5.
Okay.
I just think. The Loved Ones.
The Loved Ones?
I recently made you watch that. The chick that wants to go to prom. With the one boy.
Yep.
So she makes her own prom.
She's, that poor kid.
He had fucking a kettle poured into his head.
Doing the torture move.
I can't help it. I love a good torture movie. I can't help it. I do. I don't like torture porn, but I like a good torture movie that makes you feel uncomfortable. I like it.
She likes it.
I can't help it. I'm desensitized.
I'm
honestly.
Kidding, Mindy.
No, it's fair. No, it's fair. They're good movies. I mean, especially a couple of the one I'm about to bring up, The Basement. Did we do that?
No, we did not do The Basement. Oh, my God, guys. So The Basement was something that we just stumbled across on. Daniel was spending the night. We're going to do a horror movie night like we normally did. Daniel goes, well, let's pick something at random that we haven't seen.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, and I just randomly go through shit, and we hit this one called Basement, and we put it on. Oh, my God. That is possibly the most fucked up movie I will ever see.
Mm-hmm.
He gets kidnapped. This promising musician gets fucking kidnapped by this guy that has, like, 7 different personalities.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he even dresses up as his mom. And gives him a fucking nail file.
Mama was an OG.
And like a priest and father. It was very well done.
It was a good movie.
And it was good. And I'm sorry.
The plot
I will never
good.
Be able to get the fact that that man had to chew his own teeth out of my head.
That was a cringe scene. That was hard. I don't do that shit.
The basement, I think of that scene.
Yeah, that scene was fucking crazy. But, and when he exterminated him with the flamethrower, that was kind of badass.
That was badass.
But, because he just, like, he put him through the whole, like, a jury process, but just by him. And he delivered the whole thing.
Yep.
And he was the judge, jury, actually the cop, the witness. Like,
yeah, he was everybody. Like,
his,
he was literally
own dude's
7
mom
different
and dad.
Personalities. And you find out at the end that, like, it's his sister that's behind all of this. She found out that he was killing people, and she knew that he acted and whatnot, so they devised a plan.
Yeah, because
her
husband
cheated
on her. Because her
best friend was cheating on her with her husband.
Other way around.
Her husband was cheating on her with the best friend.
Whatever. I've been working. It's like...
No. It's funny. All
right. Let's do what? Like 2 more?
Yeah.
All right.
Did I write that down?
No, I don't think you did.
What's the movie again?
I thought it was going to be Killer. I forgot what it was.
The basement.
Frighten Killer. All right. That was mine.
Okay.
Did you watch Don't Worry, Darling?
I did. I really liked that movie at all. So let's. I really liked that movie. So let's go ahead and do Don't Worry, Darling.
It's a good movie. Harry Styles fucking...
Harry Styles killed it.
And so did Florence Pugh. She's great.
He is good.
The movie was good. I thought it was just a well-shot, kind of well-acted.
Yeah.
Chris Pine was fucking a pretty good villain, dickhead
mm-hmm.
type. There was a couple weird twists and turns that I didn't, like, necessarily need. But, and it's not, like,
but
a 10
end
out
it
of 10.
Made sense.
Yeah, in the end it made sense. The ending was weird, though, and I think lacked a little bit.
Yeah,
but it was a really good movie. I'd put it killer.
I'd agree because it literally held my attention for the entire time, and it was like an over 2 hour movie.
Yeah,
so that's impressive.
I mean, it's way more thriller than horror, but still.
Yeah, I know. It does the same thing on the Tic Tac. On the Tic Tac. Well, because I did a review for it.
Right.
So, your turn, my turn?
I don't know. I think I listed off like three in a row there, but.
Okay. So I'll do two more.
Okay.
So first one is The Wicker Man with Nick Cage.
Fuck yeah.
You like that movie?
The Beast!
Did you see the original?
Well, I know the original's way better, and, like, that movie's not a good movie, but the reason, that's why it's good, because it's Nick Cage being fucking nuts for, like, 2 hours, and it's cool. And
all
he's just
right,
yelling
I'll
the whole time.
I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you.
I don't know. I find that movie to be fucking hilarious. It's not really a horror flick to me, but...
It really is funny.
I thought it was a good... Well, no. I'd put it mediocre.
Okay.
Just because it is a shitty movie, but I think that's what makes it a good watch.
Mm-hmm. Bad Match.
What's Bad Match? I don't know.
You really liked that movie. It was Riley and the guy. They met on like Tinder or whatever.
Oh yeah. The app one, right? With the dude, and she fucking ruins his life.
Yeah, he thinks
but it's,
she ruins
but it's
his
the
life,
Xbox
but it's not.
Person. Yeah, yeah.
It's the Xbox person
yeah.
that he's, like, with.
Okay.
All right, guys,
I need to see a picture or something, because that fucking... Well, we didn't really rank it.
Oh, what do you want it ranked?
I want it ranked. And then Lee's killer.
Okay.
It was a good psychological... Or good. Let's put it good.
Good?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to get out of here? You want to keep going?
Maybe a couple more. I got a minute 54 in this quarter.
There you go.
All
I got
right.
a couple more movies. Smile. Let's do a speed round.
Okay.
Smile.
Smile.
Just give me a sentence and then rank it.
Good. Don't understand the height.
Oh. A little shade throwage. Little throwage of shade.
Don't get salty.
I'm not salty. Terrifier 2.
Here's the thing about Terrifier, guys. It's a good fucking time if you can stomach it. If you can't, don't even try.
Yeah.
But for the people that can stomach it, it's a really good time. So I'm actually conflicted on where to put it. Because Art the Clown, I mean, he made $11 million.
He made $11 million.
Off of a $250,000 budget.
That's true.
That's fucking impressive. Especially when you went up against Halloween Ends. That's
yes.
impressive.
That's impressive.
So I would at least put it at killer, but... I'm open to suggestions.
I go killer.
Okay. Well, because I know you personally can't stomach it, Daniel. Which I don't blame you. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, he literally fillets people.
Yeah. He does. Ma.
Ma?
Yeah.
Oh my god. End of the fucking list. That was trash.
You want to put in ass.
I'm sorry. Any movie that fucking takes an hour and 20 minutes to build up to 20 minutes of, like, good movie is fucking ridiculous.
I agree.
I did not appreciate going to the theaters, wasting people's money and shit, and going in there and watching it and being like, when the fuck is this going to be over? Because it's really boring.
Yeah.
My fiance even tagged along with us, and he's even said to this day, most boring movie he's ever seen.
Yeah, I remember going with him, and that movie sucked. And I thought it was going to be good because the actress is fucking amazing.
Yeah. I thought more of Octavia Spencer, but that's on me.
It's on you. Daniel.
Daniel. The what? Shining.
Bloody amazing.
Okay.
Jack Nicholson at his finest.
What about what was it, Dr. Sleep?
Dr. Sleep? I put that in Killer.
Yeah, we did that one.
If you guys have not seen Dr. Sleep yet, it's actually on Peacock. So
good
go
movie.
Ahead and check that out. It's a really good movie. Actually, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Briefly.
Daniel, what did you think of Jazz?
I mean, it's a classic. Bloody amazing.
Bloody amazing?
Yeah. That, like, made the horror movie genre a little bit.
Sure. Made the creature feature film genre,
yeah.
At least.
It got so big, though, that it was like a blockbuster.
Yeah. All right, I got one last one for you. There you go.
What is
Riding the Bullet. Stephen King's Riding the Bullet. It has David Arquette in it.
I haven't seen that.
All right, well, never mind.
Let's do Gremlins.
No.
Fuck Gremlins.
You don't what feel else can we put on now. Here? We have so much.
We can put Gremlins.
Foxtrot.
Good.
What about Pilgrims or whatever it was?
The Pilgrim? That can go ahead and introduce itself to the fucking ass category. We try not to talk about that movie.
It is Thanksgiving.
I mean, anybody, it is Thanksgiving. So anyone that is really into cannibal stuff, like they
I'm
love
not writing it down.
The cannibal stuff, you're going to love The Pilgrim. It's on Hulu.
It fucking blows.
One of the Into the Dark movies. If you like cannibalism, it's good.
No,
it's
still
If you don't, it's disgusting. Like, we literally have a rule in my house, and I'm not allowed to watch it.
Yeah, now when Dan has a fucking turkey sandwich in his hand, and they're eating Dad.
Grateful,
Dan? No. Pest.
Alright, so, speaking of being grateful, guys, our TikTok has blown up a lot. We got about 250 followers, so we just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
To you guys, because without you guys, it wouldn't be possible.
No, it would not.
So, thank you guys for the support, and I hope you keep
you're
watching
great.
And listening, and I'll probably do the Tiptoes Through the Tulip song tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
Because I sound exactly like Tiny Tim.
Oh, yeah. I might do the WAP.
Daniel might do the WAP.
No, I don't know.
All right. Who do you guys? Peace out.
Check out the Facebook, too.
Yeah, check out the Facebook, too, even though that's not doing as well.